Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is really good, for listening for sure, and also for creating audio. On that creative side, the app makes it so easy, and one of its best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about wherever you might be and you want to capture some audio. And then you can even trim the recording, do a little bit of editing before uploading it. The app makes it easy, and that is such a useful feature. A reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's scheduled for September 29th, and Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. They include the Moth Radio Hour, This American Life, 99% Invisible, and many more. PRX is also home to Radiotopia, a podcast network featuring the best of PRX. Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts. For information about Rain Summit Atlanta and to register for it, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Will Spotify become a publicly traded company in the U.S. stock market? Many observers have thought so, with rumors circulating for over a year. Those rumors got jump-started this week with the news that a Spotify board member, Barry McCarthy, has become the company's chief financial officer. Why is that meaningful? Well, Barry McCarthy was CFO at Netflix when that firm entered the stock market with an IPO. He was also an advisor to the venture capital firm Technology Crossover Ventures, which has invested in Spotify. Spotify's total venture funding totals over $1 billion, and that puts its company valuation at about $8.5 billion. That's more than twice the market cap of Pandora, which is publicly traded. Internet radio has gained 44% of advertising revenue in the past year. That, according to Standard Media Index, which released its May Ad Market Highlights report. Traditional radio advertising slipped downward by 12% compared to May of last year, but internet radio ad revenue dramatically gained by 44%. Trends like this challenge broadcast radio to digitize its product, put it in phones where the audience increasingly is, and cars also, and monetize it. It's not an easy challenge, but it is an inevitable one. That report from Standard Media Index matches up well with a new survey from Strata. Strata is a media buying platform for advertisers and agencies planning digital ad campaigns. Every quarter, Strata surveys its clients, mostly ad agencies, to test their sentiment for different types of marketing opportunities. In the survey for this year's first quarter, agencies said their interest in traditional radio spots was down by a whopping 33%, while enthusiasm for internet radio advertising was up an even more whopping 46%. The popular listening site Digitally Imported is doing something really interesting. Well known as an internet radio outlet with dozens of stations representing electronica genres, DI, as it is called, started offering on-demand listening as well. That means users can call up individual tracks for on-demand listening. You can't do that with internet radio normally, even though the listening can be customized in other ways. So, DI is stretching across the fence which separates non-interactive internet radio from interactive music services. The challenge has been music licensing, since those two types of music service require different royalty arrangements with record labels. The CEO of Digitally Imported told Rain News that they worked out unique contracts with over a dozen electronica labels and distributors. Speaking of music genres, Google is doing a bit of genre-specific streaming lately, too. It's classical music in this case, in collaboration with five world-class orchestras which have licensed about 70 albums to the project. That project is called Classical Live. Classical Live offers budget pricing for album downloads of $4.99, And it lives also in the All Access service, which is Google's streaming component, as a branded section for subscribers. Classical music is not difficult to find in major music services like Spotify, for example, including All Access before this venture started. But the devoted classical audience is generally underserved in a global service which has 30 million tracks representing mostly contemporary pop music. Same is true for jazz, by the way, as well as electronica music. Classical Live's ambition is to better serve the traditional classical enthusiast, generalized as older and wealthier than average, and also to reach young, open-minded listeners whose genre tastes have not necessarily hardened into concrete. Music ID app SoundHound and radio company Westwood One have partnered to create SoundHound for Radio, a new mobile platform that connects SoundHound users to radio stations when people use SoundHound to identify a song playing on the radio. Here's how it works. When a user SoundHounds a radio station, the result is a station-branded screen right inside the SoundHound app that might contain exclusive content, coupons, contests, and so forth. All of this is interactive, making the experience a living extension of the station's online presence at the very moment that somebody is listening to the radio station. Podcasting continues to gain visibility and viability. Here's the latest. President Barack Obama has scheduled an appearance on the hit internet show WTF with Marc Maron. Marc Maron records his show in his garage, which is also populated with his cats. And here's what Maron had to say. "This is a big day for our country, for me, and for my cats. I'm looking forward to a respectful conversation with the president. I'm calling it the WTF Summit. I hope he's cool with that." That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.